This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Matt Doyle is producing, and a programming reminder that at 10 o'clock we will be joining the funeral of President George H.W. Bush. He died at 94 on Saturday. George Bush was the oldest president in U.S. history, and he will likely be eclipsed by Jimmy Carter, who was born also in the year of 1924, Bush on June 12th, Carter on October 1st, and so Jimmy Carter has another 3.5 months to go, and he will be the longest living president in the history of our country, and he's a man who survived brain cancer and is still going at the age of 94 himself. And the 41st president was, as we heard from Henson Moore, well-liked, and another man who liked him well, even though he did not support him in 1992. Edwin Edwards is slated to be with us in just a bit. Should be noted that the very last campaign appearance ever for George Bush as a candidate came in Baton Rouge at the airport. Henson Moore mentioned it. It was on the night before the election, November 3rd, 1992, so this would have been November 2 of 92. George Bush made a stop at Ryan Field and asked the citizens of Louisiana to support him, but ultimately they went for the neighboring governor, Bill Clinton of Arkansas, who carried Louisiana both in the year of 92 and 96, and he is the last Democrat to win a presidential election in Louisiana. In studio now is Coleman Brown, a prominent architect in Baton Rouge, who is also the chairman of the Infrastructure Committee of the East Baton Rouge Chamber. Now, the East Baton Rouge Chamber is a different organization than the Baton Rouge Area Chamber, but the East Baton Rouge Chamber has become an entity of note in our community, led by former State Representative Lewis Elwood Woody Jenkins. And good morning to you, Coleman Brown.
Good morning.
Coleman Brown is here to talk about the tax that's on the ballot, one of two taxes, but the one that Mayor President Sharon Weston Broome made her pitch for yesterday, and we'll talk about this a bit more this week. It is an important measure. We all agree we've got poor roads. The question is, how do we improve them and whether it's worth the investment? A 30-year half-cent sales tax that would not expire until the year of 2049. Long time. So, Coleman Brown, you're already shaking your head no. Why not? Why do you not like this tax?
Well, the projects are, for the most part, very good. There's a few projects, three or four projects, that appear to be going through private land that we need to get some clarification on that. But nevertheless, the 60% or so of the projects are federal and state roads. They're important roads. Airline Highway, our parish is loaded with state roads. Airline's an example. But we have a major federal project, state project that's being planned that we have a solution for. Basically, the interstate could have about $60 million worth of work as opposed to maybe they're talking $600 million or more and 7 to 10 years of, construction versus 3 or 4 years of construction at the most. So, we'd like to take that money and use that for the federal and state roads. I think there's a big disconnect between federal and city state funding that needs to be rectified.
All right. 877-217-5757 is your number. If you'd like to send an email, talk at talklouisiana.org. Coleman Brown, an architect. You've been in business for how long, Coleman?
Oh, gee, I've been a practicing architect for 40-plus years. Our firm was founded in 1949, so.
So it's been around a while, and you know the city. You know it well. And as I stated, I think everyone agrees we've got a huge problem. But you're saying that this is largely should be a state and federal matter. But the state and the federal government don't appear to be doing a great job of addressing it. So in that context, is this the best bet we have?
Jim, are you aware of the federal funding, the excess federal funding? It's been reported, I think, several representatives have mentioned the allocation of those funds to salaries and benefits over the last 25 years. Some $12 billion has been diverted to administrative measures as opposed to going into
this is on construction. On the federal level.
These are excess federal highway funds that have been used for salaries and benefits.
All right. So you're saying we could resolve this issue, we could have better roads if we just made better use of the money we already have? Is that what you're saying, Coleman?
Oh, absolutely. That's critical.
It's easier said than done, though.
Our parish chamber, about 4 years ago, developed the terrace exit idea, and then about 2 years ago, we got sidetracked with the zoo project, which we were successful in keeping it in Greenwood Park, but it took our attention a little bit away from the interstate. And so we were delighted that Representative Graves and John Bell Edwards, our governor, caught on to the idea and pushed it through, and we think it's going to be a tremendous success in diverting the traffic from 110 to, the Washington conflict.
All right, 877-217-5757 and talk at talklouisiana.org. David in Lafayette asks if Coleman Moore is related to, but it's Coleman Brown. It's Coleman Brown. I don't think he's related to our previous guest. So, Coleman Brown, you're very passionate about this, and you're a guy who believes we should be a better steward of the money that the government receives. But the road issue in Baton Rouge is one that I think most people would agree may be, along with crime, the most prominent issue we have in this community. We've got to do something, and the mayor is trying valiantly to get something done. I think, based on what I've heard, you're saying that most of the projects you agree with, you just don't like this source of doing it. What could be done independent of this that has not been done?
I'm not sure I understand.
What can be done if we don't have the tax to address this?
Well, the projects that we're talking about are basically very simple. And, of course, I brought an illustration here, which nobody can see. But one of the most simple projects that can be done, almost everybody is familiar with how Airline Highway connects to Drusilla. There's what we call an auxiliary lane. It becomes a fourth lane. Well, the Highway Department is trying to achieve fourth lanes all throughout the whole project, the whole corridor. But where the problems are, for instance, Washington Street entrance and Dalrymple's exit could easily be connected together and reduce those conflict points with an auxiliary lane, just like the Drusilla Airline connection. And that's about maybe $4 million to do that. And, of course, you need a sound wall and some other things. But our little committee gets together and brainstorms these different solutions. And they're really not that expensive. We know we need to widen what everybody called the one-lane curve coming from Lafayette to Baton Rouge. Well, that could be widened for probably on the order of $13 to $16 million. The terrace exit is only costing $8.8 million. And then you could certainly take up the DOTD idea of widening the Washington exit, lengthening that. We like that idea of having that exit in that what we call the one-lane curve coming from Lafayette. And then, of course, we suggested 4 years ago what they call a Texas U, where we get on Dalrymple and go down west, like a lot of people would get on and off at Louise, but we like the DOTD idea of going by the Knock Knock Museum, using that land over there.
You're giving a lot of projects. And,
I'm sorry.
But how do we fund them? How do we fund them, Coleman?
Well, if you're talking about $600 to $1 billion that they're thinking about mortgaging our allotments and packaging that in these bonds, and we're talking about projects that are $4, $5, $6, $16 million, those projects were funded with safety money, and you could take some of the safety funds and do our project.
Hold that thought. 877-217-5757. We'll spend some more time with architect Coleman Brown, who is not an advocate of the tax on the ballot this Saturday for roads. We'll be back after this pause for the news with more Talk Louisiana. Good morning, and thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. I'm Jim Inkster. Matt Doyle is producing, and your number is 877-217-5757. We're joined in studio for a few more minutes by Coleman Brown. He is a prominent architect in Baton Rouge. He's been doing his thing for over 40 years and believes that the half-cent sales tax that's on the ballot this Saturday is not worth the investment of the people of Louisiana, people of East Baton Rouge Parish, for the next 30 years. Tax would run from April of next year to March 31st of 2049. Your thoughts, if you'd like to provide them, are welcome at 877-217-5757 and emails at talk@talklouisiana.org. Coleman Brown is also a member of the East Baton Rouge Parish Chamber. He's chairman of the Infrastructure Committee. Has noted the East Baton Rouge Chamber. The president is former Representative Woody Jenkins, who through the years has been an opponent of taxes of all kinds. And most people don't like taxes. I don't think anybody likes taxes. But how is Woody Jenkins on this one?
Well, Woody is... Woody's kind of like us. I mean, he realizes that these projects are very valid projects. They're very important projects. And I think he's sort of neutral to maybe even leaning for this tax.
For this tax?
Well, he thinks this is one of the critical times that we can get something done. And so we kind of have a diverging opinion there between members of the committee and maybe Woody. He sees it from a slightly different angle, a little bit more positive angle.
Well, and that's notable because, as noted, when he was in the legislature, he was the most anti-tax lawmaker I knew, and he was a Democrat in those days. But Woody Jenkins, according to his colleague on the East Baton Rouge Parish Chamber, Coleman Brown, is a proponent of this tax that's on the ballot this Saturday.
Well, maybe. We've got to hear that from Woody
himself.
Okay,
well, if Woody's listening, please give us a call, 877-217-5757. Barry in Central. Hi, Barry. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Hello. It's good to talk to y'all. I've got a real... I know this is a pretty simple question. It's kind of ambiguous, but I've lived in Baton Rouge all my life, and I've never seen this many people. I don't know what the current population is in Louisiana, or in Baton Rouge, rather, but is it possible or feasible, and I know it's a pretty generalistic question, to tax our way out of some of these traffic woes? Just because, I mean, the way I look at it, maybe increase property taxes or certain liquor, cigarette taxes or something, would that work at perhaps funding a new bridge or something like that? And just as an example of what I'm talking about, most people trying to come back from Plaquemine, Port Allen around the 5 o'clock range in the evening are stuck for like 2 hours trying to cross that new bridge. And I was just wondering if there was some tax option that would enable a bridge in the near future.
All right. What do you think about other tax options? Independent of this, so we do need another bridge. But
well, Senator Ward,
costs money.
Senator Rick Ward has the only, I guess, game in town right now with the gas. He has the ability to bring up a gas tax with his group on a regional basis. And I really think we need to work. Everybody's said this, but our surrounding parish presidents really do have problems and a shared interest in this. And we're trying hard to work with them. They're all extremely cooperative, and I think we can get something done on that in the future. But the CRPC, the Capital Region Planning Commission, a couple of months ago has come out with a report showing that widening Airline Highway, which we've been advocating for 30 to 40 years, is four times more cost beneficial than putting in a new bridge. A new bridge would, according to our calculations and the DOTD's calculations, would probably carry around 14, 15, 16,000 cars if we were to do a toll bridge there. We've been talking about some other options with maybe the railroad or other things.
877-217-5757 is your number for our guest, Coleman Brown. Jamesy in Longwood. Jamesy, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Hello. Have we considered, or you considered, double-decking the interstate with the bottom deck just for local traffic, and pass-through traffic could just fly over the city and get out of here?
Well, those costs would be astronomical. I don't know how long you've been in Baton Rouge, but for years, Ken Osterberger wanted to do that to Airline Highway, and we kept pleading to just simply widen it, and the rating on Airline went from an F to a B 8 or 9 years ago when we widened it at a cost of only $13.5 million. So that was from Florida to Cedar Crest. And so, you know, the other costs of going up in the sky, like the West Bank Expressway, those kinds of things were just going to be absolutely astronomical.
Is widening Airline practical?
Oh, yes. That was done in almost the blink of an eye by Barber Brothers. They did a fabulous job that really didn't hurt any
but to
businesses.
To do it again.
Oh, to do it again, yes, sure. We're estimating around $30 million to do the section north of Florida to I-110. The Highway Department and Fred have an estimate of around $40 million. The south of Cedar Crest, it would be around $50 million to Prairieville. So.
All right. Question from Billy in Zachary about biking opportunities. This has come up the last few days on the program. Is this proposal that is on the ballot Saturday conducive to more bicycle activity in our community?
There's a ton of what they call shared pedestrian bicycle lanes in this project. They're all Fred Rayford has done a good job of addressing most of that.
You think it?
Yes, but those are small cost items that really could be done with other funds, pay as you go, a little bit better distribution of funds. And of course, you know, we're talking about saving $500 million with our ideas on adding a fourth lane where we need them. For instance, Acadian and Perkins' entrance ramps are dreadfully short, and we want to extend those ramps 400 to 500 feet if we could, and that would be less than $20 million right there.
Now, Tracy at the Capitol asked if you would be in favor of an increased gasoline tax. Would that be something that would help state road conditions?
Well, sadly, our parish alone, as I understand the law, cannot enact a parish gasoline tax.
Would you be in favor of a state tax, though, an increase?
If we really need it. I'd like to see us exhaust all these design ideas. I mean, gee whiz, we came up with this terrace idea after 30 or 40 years. Nobody thought about it, and it's actually a fabulous idea that the governor and Representative Graves have seized the moment and jumped on. And Secretary Wilson was chief of planning when it first came up, and he actually ushered it on through. So we think that those kinds of simple solutions is what we want, what we're all about, so we can free up the money to solve and give everybody what they want.
Now, Coleman Brown, this is a topic that's been discussed for a generation or more, and yet we still have the problem we've had, and probably more pronounced than before. Are we going to be in this boat for as long as you and I are taking breaths on this earth?
I hope not. I really do sense a great spirit of cooperation with our surrounding people, and I'd just like to see these ideas fully vetted. We really didn't have that opportunity with the three demonstration shows. I hate to call them dog and pony shows, but they weren't quite that. But there was really no opportunity for public dialogue back and forth, and so we'd like to see that happen. And I think a lot of our ideas are posted, by the way, Jim, on our City Center Development District website, and I guess we'll put that on your website too, citycenterdd.com, and it'll be under the traffic heading.
All right, Center City DD.
City Center.
City Center, excuse me, citycenterdd.com.
Right.
Coleman Brown is a person who's very passionate about this. How did you get so interested in roads in our community?
Just like you, being stopped for years. For instance, back in 1999, I was in charge of several hundred million dollars at the Superdome, different projects around town. I was coming back from Lafayette, parked on that one-lane curve coming back from town and just sitting there looking at it. So I started looking and almost measuring. I didn't have time to get out and measure, but I knew that there was opportunity there for two lanes. So we do have those two lanes since I wrote the highway department back in 1999, hand-delivered the letter to, I think it was Mowasaki at the time. And so 2 days later, they blasted up those yellow lines and got us back to the two lanes we have. But I didn't realize it would take them 18 or so years to figure out that we needed to get rid of Washington or do something serious with Washington. The trouble with the highway department's plan, if you look at their new plan, Washington almost becomes the center of the universe because they have fabulous designs, which unfortunately are going to be extremely expensive, and I can't see the construction being done in any less than 7 years to completely demolish. What they want to do is basically demolish the interior interstate that we have now in order to build these two lanes on the outside, one on each side. And that's just going to be chaos. I don't see how anyone can say that we're going to have three lanes of continuous traffic unless they reduce those lanes dramatically to, say, 11 feet from 12 feet. You know, I think we're going to have a lot more accidents during construction. Sadly, some girl is still in a coma from Government Street. She was on the Government Street project and was hit by someone doing, I think, over 50 miles an hour. And she's, you know, so we don't want that kind of thing happening. These projects that we're suggesting are fairly safe. The Terrace project is flying along fine now. It's going to be finished in July. And we think these other projects can be built just like Terrace.
Well, thank you for joining us today, Coleman Brown. We look forward to visiting with you sometime very soon.
And we'll
be back with Edwin Edwards if things go according to plan, remembering George Bush. Funeral at 10. We'll be back.